It was the day of the trial. Yehuda had asked his friends to meet him in the woods near his house.
Well, come on, Yehuda. Don't keep us in suspense. How do we play the game you told us about in Cheder?
Yes, the one about the trial of bells that you were going to do.
Yeah, come on!
All right, okay. I'll explain how it's done. We're going to make believe that we're running the trial of Beresh the Butcher right over here. We'll all act out the parts of the people in the trial.
Hey, great idea!
Amazing! Fantastic! Excellent idea!
I like it!
Me too!
All right. Now, Yossi, you look half asleep. You can be the judge. Ephraim, you've got that mean look in your eye. You'll be perfect for the prosecutor, the one who's trying to prove that Beresh stole the coins.
Yeah, I like that part. That's for me.
And what can I be?
Kinda. If you can look scared stiff, you'll be just right as Beresh.
I look that way all the time. Anyway.
Now, Yehuda, who will you be in the trial? After all, it was your idea.
Yeah, come on, Yehuda. So you'll be.
Well, if no one minds, I thought maybe I could be my father, Avital Eloi, who's going to try and defend poor Beresh in court.
That's okay with me.
Me too. All right, then this court will now convene. What does convene mean? It means it's convenient to start now. I'll sit on this here stone, and you, horrible people, sit over there.
Yossi, the word is honorable, not horrible.
Honorable. All you people, please sit down there.
Meanwhile, Rebbe Tzalelovi, the chief rabbi of Prague, was getting frantic. He was walking up and down the street, trying to think of what to do.
I hope the fresh air will clear my mind. I just can't seem to think of the answer. Nothing has turned up to prove that those coins belong to Beresh, and the trial begins in 1 hour. Maybe if I sit down here on this rock for a few minutes, something will come to me.
Zadie, it's getting scarier by the minute. What if Rabbi Tzalel can't think of anything?
Be patient, mein kind. A lot can happen in 1 hour, or even in 2 minutes, if Hashem wants it to. Rabbi Tzalel did not realize that he had sat down behind the bushes right near where his son Yehuda was conducting his trial with his friends. They could not see him, and he could not see them. But he could hear every single word they were saying.
Go ahead, prosecutor. Continue with the persecution.
Your honesty.
It's your honor. Your honor.
All right, your honor. It's obvious that this sniveling Jew stole those coins.
I'm sorry, but you can't call him a sniveling Jew in my court. It's not dignified.
What's dignified?
It means if you dig, you will find. Anyway, go ahead.
Johar knew exactly how many coins were in the box. They have to be his, your dishonesty.
Your honor. Your honor.
Well, what do you say to these allegations, Mr. Beresh?
I usually don't say anything to alligators, Mr. Judge.
Just 1 second, horrible people of the court. I mean honorable people of the court. I have secret evidence to show that the coins belong to Beresh and not to Johan.
Well, you'll never prove it.
If you have proof, let's see it.
Just watch very carefully, everybody. I'll show you.
I don't understand what he's doing.
What's he up to?
Yeah, what's he up to?
What is he trying to show us?
What does it mean?
Oh, now I get it.
Of course, it's Simba.
Orders in the court. Because of the proof that Yehuda has shown us, I hereby pronounce Pharaoh Subhutso to be completely, totally, and innocent.
Of course, innocent.